Cam FM 97.2. May Bumps.
M5.
So, the cannon's just gone and they've just started off. We've had a great start. Queen's M4 rowing up very solidly, followed by Christ M3, Pembroke M3. No bumps as of yet. Jesus, I vote for RCC. I'm a first post, so I can see all the votes are sat very nicely, no bumps, but we'll head round to Shem in a minute, who will have some bumps, I have no doubt. Churchill are pushing on Jesus M4 very nicely. Churchill M3, very close to Jesus M4. We've already got a couple of whistles going on there. And here we have Homerton M3. A bit of a gap between Homerton M3 and Trinity Hall M3. I don't think there'll be a bump there, but more likely is Pembroke M4 chasing Homerton M3. We've got quite a possible bump here. To Shem. Shem, what can you see further down the river?
Okay, so we've got Queen M4 still about a length and a half in front, and Christ have just been bumped by Pembroke, so they're out of the race. Queens have enjoyed a royal start as they just sweep around past Grassy Corner. So now they're being chased by Jesus M4, who are about 20-odd metres back. Jesus are under pressure by Churchill, who are putting in a strong effort. They're probably within a length. So people on the sideline are going mad. They're on two whistles at the moment. Jesus trying to escape around the corner to safety, but still within three quarters of a length. Churchill.
To Molly.
Way back in the distance, we have Trinity Hall, who are struggling along. There's quite a bit of clear water between them and Churchill, as Churchill continue to pressure in on Jesus. They're about 1.5 metres behind. It looks like they're going to catch them round on the stretch before they get onto the reef. And bringing up the rear, I believe we have...
Tamale.
I'm unsure who we have coming around there, but we've just seen Trinity first, third row pass.
So what I can see over here is we've had a bump down at the very start, just under the motorway bridge. I think what has happened is first and third M5 have bumped Jesus M5 very early on, and equally further down, something has happened. I will report on that because I can't quite see. They're right down by the bridge. But back up to Shem, or what can you see happening up your corner, Shem?
So we just have Darwin.
Right, great.
Darwin are rowing past. There's quite a bit of distance between them, both crews in front and crews behind. As I said before, we had Christ bumped by Pembroke just before they got to Grassy. So it's a very good performance by Pembroke. Bringing up the rear, we've just got the last few boats filtering on through. We'll see them in a moment. I see clear in the distance. There's about three or four lengths behind Robinson. Robinson has put in a pretty good push, but both crews are starting to tire as they reach up towards Grassy. Robinson's hitting a very nice rhythm, looking to conserve a bit of energy for a final push.
Daisy? And what can Daisy see further up?
Hi, I'm at Ditton Corner, and I've actually seen Churchill M3 bump Jesus M4, so they just pulled over on Plough Reef a few minutes ago. We've also got Trinity Hall M3 just rowing around this corner there, and then Darwin following them, but in between it looks like we've had a few bumps, so there's quite a big gap. So just to repeat again, that was Churchill M3 bumping Jesus M4. Shem, is there anything else happening at Grassy?
Yeah, we've just got Hugh Hall M3, who bring up the rear of the division. They're just coming around the corner, gained significantly on Claire, who have crashed into the side of Grassy. The Cox tried to get on the outside,
Darwin, you
track around with the current, and just ended up colliding to the side of the bank. So Hugh Hall has bumped Claire in the line, in an overbump, I believe, which is quite impressive. So they caught them just as they were sweeping around Grassy.
And can Alex see anything up on the reach yet, Alex? Have any of the boats made it towards you?
Yes, I am here standing on the reach, and we've had Queen's M4 row pass quite a while ago, and then there is a lot of water between them and Trinity Hall M3, unsurprisingly, because there were two bumps between that. And just coming past me now is Darwin M3. So before that, we've had Pembroke M4 bump Homerton M3 and Churchill M3 bump Jesus M4 and Pembroke M3 bump Christ M3. Can you see anything around you, Daisy?
I can just... Thank you, Alex. I've just seen Robinson M3 road pass. Molly, what's happened at first base corner? Have you found out a bit more about those bumps?
So I was just going to say, down here, I've got first and third M5 who have just bumped Jesus M5, and they are donning themselves with a lot of greenery. I'm wondering if I could have a quick chat with Stroke. Would you like to just tell us on radio how you felt that race went for you? Brilliant, thank you very much. Well, that's a very joyful looking first and third M5. Very good, very good indeed. And further down, I'm not 100% sure what's happened, but we will find out. So maybe back up to Shem. What's happening with you, Shem?
A very disappointed Christchurch is just going past after being bumped, and also a disappointed Homerton crew who must get a shout out for their superb costume. Each member of the crew is wearing a T-shirt with a letter for Homerton on the back of their shirt. Although I think they forgot to notice that with the way that the boat rows, it actually sells Homerton backwards. But we'll let them off. They'll be able to sort that out in future days. And then we've just got Claire rowing by as well, not looking too happy. Just around first post.
Thank you very much, Shem. Now, up here, I have got right at the very start. I've had to walk right up to the motorway bridge. And we think we've got Keys M4 managed to bump Claire M4. So Keys are donned out in a lot of greenery and rowing on very nicely after a triumphant bump over Claire M4. I saw Claire M4 row up a little bit later on. And I think we've got a Lady Margaret boat down here, which has bumped one boat, but again they're quite far down, so I will find out. Back up to Alex on the reach, what's happening?
So I've just had Robinson M3 row past me, which must mean by doing a bit of inferring, I think, seeing as Keys M4 bumped Claire M4, I think that Lady Margaret boat that bumped must be Lady Margaret M5, which bumped Lady Margaret M4. So that was by the looks of things, a within college.
Yes, Alex, to me.
Molly, have you got more information on that?
I've just had confirmation. I have got a joyful Lady Margaret M5 who managed to bump Lady Margaret M4, which is very exciting and rare. And the coach is going past looking happy but slightly confused. So what an exciting load of bumps, I think. Has anyone else got any more bumps that they can see up and down the river?
No, I'm just on the way back now to go get the results as I cycle alongside Pembroke, who are adorned in greenery, looking very proud of themselves. So I will
thank you.
In with the results very soon.
Brilliant. Well, I can give a brief rundown of what we think has happened, but we had a bit of mess around each corner, so not 100% sure. But the bumps we know have happened was Pembroke M3 managed to bump Christ M3, Churchill M3 bumping Jesus M4, Pembroke M4 bumping Homerton M3, Keys M4 bumping Claire M4, Lady Margaret M5 bumping Lady Margaret M4, and a couple of other bumps in there, which I'm not 100% sure we knew what was happening. But we will get the official results to you in a few moments.